track number 150131_0025. School name, South Portland High. Ensemble name, South Portland High School Jazz Ensemble. Class L3, room 210, and the performance time is 2:55 p.m.
South Portland High School Jazz. First order of business, I would like to present this certificate of appreciation to South Portland High School for participating in the High School Jazz Festival this year.
Thank you.
It's something that we make it a habit of doing because there would be no jazz festival without the bands coming to play. And we thank you for coming to listen. So give yourselves a hand as well. Second order of business. The judges are given the task of choosing one student or one player in the band to give the judges' choice award to, which is very difficult in times like these because you only have about 15 minutes to decide who you're going to give it to in the group, and you don't know what each person is capable of or whatever, you know, all the time from just what you're hearing. So they've decided to give the Judge's Choice Award to Mr. Alex Quinn.
Yeah.
And thirdly, I am to give some comments on what we heard during these moments. I have a limited time, and I'm going to try to keep it within my time frame. I've been going over my minutes today, so bear with me.
I guess I'll turn to the band.
Sorry for the back, but I'll try to stay loud enough too. So. You guys played three very challenging tunes. The first tune, the Latin tune, I really like that tune a lot, by the way. When it first came in, I was like, okay, we got something. You know what I like about Latin? Well, most tunes anyway, like especially Latin, because it's birthed within that culture, is that they're associated with dances, right? So, like, I'm not going to say to actually play them, you have to know the dance, but I think an effective notion would be to explore those dances, even if you don't know how to dance it, but kind of look at how it moves, how it moves and so forth, because that's what inspires the music and vice versa. It's like two great musicians, jazz musicians, one was a sax player, Lester Young, and one was a vocalist, Billie Holiday. They used to play off of each other. Lester would play something, Billie would sing it, you know, mimic what he plays, and then vice versa. Billie would sing something, he would play it back. My point is, not to give you a lesson about Lester Young and Billie Holiday, but to say those interplay with each other, like the dance and the music. One is not, they're inseparable, meaning that, you know, the movements of those dances dictate the groove or what the music should feel like. Which leads to my next comment. I was sitting in the back, so the groove in the beginning felt a little ambiguous. I don't know if that was intentional because you didn't want to be too loud on the drums, but the snare was very low. I don't know if that was because, you know, you blow everybody away when you're rehearsing. It's like, calm down. But to balance out, but the balance was really cool. I just felt like I couldn't tap into that snare, but that's just something to consider as far as level is concerned. That's according to sometimes the room that you're playing in. It could very well be that, like I said, I was in the back and I couldn't, because I heard mostly the horns when they came in versus the groove. I kind of heard the kick drum a little bit, and I was trying to get what the groove, because, you know, I was like, man, I'm trying to dance back here, so I'm trying to hear this snare groove. But that's just, it could have been just a preference, personal preference of mine, you know, but just something to consider. Because that groove was very challenging to play, but you definitely, even with the volume low, you locked into it and you held on to it. So the ensemble played very well, in my opinion, my humble opinion, if I will. So let's talk about the second tune. That was a nice tune as well, a nice arrangement of that jazz tune. I did feel like, though, there were some parts that felt a little rushed, particularly when those hits came up. Again, I don't know if this is because I used to be a drummer.
you're like my best friend right now. When the hit's about to come up, like you can set up the hits. What that means is just like it could be a feel or it could be a gesture that you play to kind of let us know that something's about to happen. So when those things happen, they are evenly placed and displaced. And I'm vocalizing that too because as a drummer, a lot of times, you know, the bands want to put the drummers away and like, okay, you just handle the rhythm part and keep the time. You're the timekeeper and that's it. But the drum set is actually a part of the melodic structure and the harmonic structure of the music. Believe it or not, very important. You're like the boss, you know, like you're the one in charge. You're like the president, you know what I'm saying?
Don't tell him that.
Not to take anything away from the conductor, but you know, you're like, but when that happens, you know what I'm saying? You're like, when the hits come up, when those hits coming up, just to keep them, make sure they're even and make sure they're placed and displaced properly. And then I think those it becomes more effective with where they're happening, what the arrangement is calling for, and those particular situations. I'm not saying all of the hits were off or all of them on, but I just felt like, you know, it was kind of inconsistent there for a minute. But I mean, we pulled through. And then also playing through some of those hits too, like when you set them up and then play through, you know, trying to keep it's a very ambitious job. Maybe that's why I gave it up. But I'm not encouraging you to give it up. You should stay. We need drummers. We love drummers. It's just a lot to keep together. It's like, you know, rubbing your stomach and patting your head at the same time, and then doing the opposite every 10 seconds and then changing it. After the second 10 seconds to 5-second intervals and then switching back. See, yeah, you horn players can't do that now, can you? See, the drummer has to do that. So it's like those kind of things that's happening. So that's what happens when the drummer has to set up the hits and play through the groove. That's why I say he's the one in charge. Because these tunes are very groove oriented. The third tune, that swing, right? Doesn't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Make sure it's got that bounce. You know, don't let it go. Get that bounce going. And make sure those articulations in the feels and all that stuff are definitely in the same vein so that it's, again, effective. The tempo began to get a little slower there for a little bit. I don't know if that could have been intentional too. Maybe it started out too fast and you want to bring it down. Even if that happens, make sure that you do it very subtly because, you know, you don't want to start here and then just all of a sudden drop. You want to maybe drop it, you know, in small increments so that, you know, you lock into where you need to go so that the patterns keep going. And also think about, for the entirety of the band, also think about not just the patterns that you're playing, right? Or like, you know, jump, but more think about like, okay, I'm playing this rhythm, but there are gestures that I have to implement within that. Like I have to make statements with it. What is the music asking for, right? Take it upon yourselves and not just your teacher telling you, oh, this tune was such and such written and this is recording. Check out some of those recordings. Listen on your own time, go to YouTube, check out some videos from other people playing it, because even if they suck, you can learn, you know, what not to do. That's what my teacher used to tell me. It's like, you know, go to recitals because you can learn what not to do if it's not your thing, you know, and that also helps. And record yourself playing. Just want to leave it up to like, oh, my teacher didn't record class, so we don't have recording of the rehearsal. Take it upon yourself to like record some things so you can listen back to yourself, and because that's, for me, that's like one of the best and worst things, because when I hear myself play, it's like, oh my God, I sound awful. How am I going to fix this? Or I sound great. What did I do? Just, you know what I mean? Because, you know, sometimes we do something, we surprise ourselves, especially with this kind of music. Again, it's improvisation, so we have those things to draw from. But I'm not going to talk all day. I know you're here to play music and to listen to music. Definitely get out and listen to some other bands play and all that stuff. I hope that I've said something to spark some interest to further your interest in music, because you're definitely on the right path. I appreciate your sharing your gifts and talents, because it is gifts and talents, because musicians are the best people in the world. You don't have to tell anybody that. I'm just telling you that so you'll know. And we definitely look forward for your participation even more here at the festival. Thank you.
Thank you.